Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. There's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This episode of United We Stand podcast is sponsored by Bet on Brazil. Go to betonbrazil.com for the very latest odds and offers. Welcome to the latest United We Stand podcast. We are outside the Sixfields Stadium for the League Cup game, United away at Northampton Town. Northampton nicknamed the Cobblers. We've been here a couple of times. Obviously, it's most known for when George Best scored quite a lot of goals down here in one game. I'm getting grief here from the person I'm about to talk to.
Supposed to mention that.
We have been here more recently, though. We had an FA Cup game here in 2004, which I think ended in a 3-0 win for United. I remember Silvestre and Diego Forlán scoring for United, and somebody from your side scored an own goal. I can't remember who that was. Northampton have probably got the most intriguing story to tell as a football club out of probably anybody in the whole 92 over what's gone on in the club in terms of the last couple of years. United are here in the middle of a 3-game losing streak and the whole world's fell apart for a lot of people, but certainly when you chat to a Northampton Town fan, they certainly know what hard times sort of look like. So I'm stood outside the ground. I've got with me two gents who kindly agreed to give us a couple of minutes of their time. What's your name, mate?
Andy Freeman.
Andy, nice to meet you, Andy.
Stuart.
Andy used to write for fanzine out
here. I did, actually. Back in the Ian Atkins day, yeah.
So is that still going?
No, What Load of Cobblers. Finished, what was that, about 8 years ago, something like that? What's his name? Marshall used to do that. He did it back in the County Ground days years ago. He did it for years, but not any longer.
I guess, is there still a fanzine culture
I'm
going?
Sure, yeah, as you said, I think the Hotel End, I think some of the younger lads have started a new one, but it's not one that I subscribe to anymore.
Yeah.
Too old now. as angry as I used to
be. Does it ever seep out like it does with me? I mean, I'm in my mid-40s, but...
Does it ever seep out?
Obviously, we're going to get on to talk about what I think has been probably the most turbulent period that any club's probably had in the last 18 months, but just in terms of the current, obviously, you know, you're in the hat outcomes, the home draw against United. Thoughts when that came out?
Disappointed. Putting Man United away.
Old Trafford.
Honestly, people talk about this being the biggest game of our season. Fuck off. Yeah. If we'd have got Man United away, absolutely, we'd have loved it.
That'd have been a day out and out.
Oh, it would have been great.
Yeah. When draws come out for cups, we want someone far away.
Yeah.
Decent allocation and preferably somewhere we've never been before. Obviously, I think we've got something like 1,200 tickets here tonight.
Yeah.
So disappointed.
No, I agree. Yeah, absolutely. I always want somebody away, somewhere I've never been before. You know, we followed the Cobblers to Sunderland, to Bolton, to Liverpool. You know, when we beat them 6 years ago.
What? Obviously, I've seen. You know, you've got an average attendance of what, about 5,500?
Yeah.
I don't know what the ground holds. Is it eight? Or
eight,
something
just
like that?
About eight. Yeah.
Will it be full tonight?
It will be now, yeah, finally. Yeah.
So is it a big financial boost for Wolverhampton?
Oh, yeah. I mean, live on the telly as well, obviously. They're going to make a few quid. So I know the chairman's pretty happy about that, and fair play to him. He's a decent bloke. So that's fine, yeah. It will be a financial boost, yeah.
Before we get on to past, just in terms of the present, obviously you had that quite ridiculous charge to the promotion last season, which came out of nowhere, and obviously, this season, a lot of draws, but two wins and a loss in the last three, so it looks
we lost on Saturday, yeah, which was our first game in 32 league games, first defeat in 32. which was a fantastic run for any Cobblers fan. To go 31 league games undefeated was just unthinkable, unbelievable, you know, and to do it over two seasons with two different managers.
Are you happy with how it's going in, obviously, a higher division?
Yeah. You can't be, you know. We've, okay, there was a lot of draws to start the season, but we've been playing some decent football. Perhaps not for 90 minutes, but yeah, you've got to be happy. Got to be happy. And we beat the franchise as well, so that'll do.
So who is your biggest rival?
Well, these days, it's guys down the road.
Who's that? Coventry?
I don't like to say the name, really. MK Dons.
MK Dons.
Peterborough is historically our massive rivals. It used to be inside the county, so it's always been our biggest rival, and we've got them away Tuesday the 18th next month. So, with all due respect, that's a bigger game for us.
Yeah, fair enough. What's the rivalry like? Is it good-natured, or does it get untidy?
Untidy. It certainly always used to be at the county ground. There was some serious moments at the county ground. These days, it's more verbal than anything, but it will be. From our side especially, I mean, they've got Cambridge who they despise as well, but we've just got Peterborough.
As it should be then.
Yeah, that's right. Too right.
Talk to us about, obviously, last season's quite spectacular charge towards automatic promotion, in which I think you had wrapped up sometime mid-April, yeah?
Christmas we had it wrapped up.
I mean, given what you've gone through the season prior to that, being on the brink and stuff, that just must
well,
have
that
been...
Well, last season we were on the brink. Yeah. Last season we were on the brink. We nearly went into administration last season. And me and my lad went to Notts County away, and we looked fucking awesome at Notts County. But in the post-match interview, the manager was just pleading with the then chairman to sell the club. A deal was almost done, but he just wasn't signing on the dotted line. And if he didn't, we'd have gone into receivership. 10 points deduction, players would have gone, you know, what he was trying to build would have ended there and then. And honestly, we had a really good side. You could already see we'd got a really good side. We went away to Coventry the week after and knocked them out of the cup, you know, and they were a division above us at the time. It would have been a travesty if we hadn't have done something.
There was a period where that really good side wasn't getting paid, is that right?
Yeah, the players missed out. I think they missed out on 1 month's money, you know, they were delayed, but the PFA stepped in. But it's the crew that work here, you know, and the manager as well. They weren't getting paid for about 2 months. So, you know, it's more the backroom staff, the shop staff and all that lot that didn't get paid. Players are protected by their union, aren't they? And rightly so. But I think it brought everybody together. It brought the fans together with the club. It brought the players together. Every game after that, you know, you could see that the players were in it as a team. They got their heart in it. You know, and it was more of a unit, wasn't it, after that?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that's what actually brought it together. I think you're right, absolutely.
Last year, it helped. Yeah. We've got a good side anyway, but that was, you know, you need a team, don't you, as well. So
just in terms of, obviously, we were watching from afar and through fanzine culture and various things on social media, I was kind of aware of what was going on. But, I mean, you hear about clubs on the brink of going into administration. How close to the brink from sort of either going into admin or even going out of business were you?
We've seen it before here, yeah? Right? We've been in administration, I think, probably three times in my lifetime. But I honestly thought we were gone. I thought we were gone. We've got a good enough fan base. We'd have started again, but we'd have started again in what division?
Yeah.
But I thought we were gone. I was telling my son, who's probably more fanatical than I am these days, to prepare for it. You know, I thought we were dead. Really,
I mean, it's not something we can even relate to a club like United, but what does it feel like to know that the club you've supported all of your life is on the brink of going out? What kind of emotions do you actually experience?
Yeah, all of them. Anger, because you know it shouldn't happen. I mean, to be fair, we'd got a chairman who'd looked after the club and we thought he was a decent bloke. He'd been here 12 years and we thought he was doing all right. But then I think what happened was he'd put like 5-6 million quid in over those 12 years of his money or his and his dad's. And it seems as though they needed it back. You know, they got a 10 million quid from the council, £10 million loan from the council, and didn't spend it where it was supposed to be spent.
Was this meant for the stadium upgrade?
Yeah, when you get inside, you'll see the east stand. Yeah. What they've done is extended it upwards because it never used to be that high, but there's nothing in it. We put seats back in. We never had seats in it most of last season. You know, it was three-sided ground again last season.
Where did it go? Has it turned up yet?
Where did it go? It's gone in various people's pockets, hasn't it?
Okay, so it's been
there's all sorts of rumours about. Did you see the letter? You were away, but there was a story about the. Better be careful what I say. No, it's not on telly, is it? Somewhere.
No.
there's a company involved, headed up by a bloke called Howard Grossman. I think it's Land One Limited, who the latest story is, I mean, it's not big money, but it's like 40 grand they've spent on VIP trips to Tottenham European away games.
Now, you're the third person that's told me this today.
So that's a recent story. That came out about 3 days ago, I think. Him and his lad have been seen on two VIP away days with Tottenham. You know, and the company paid for it, 40-odd grand. And I don't think there's an awful lot of other income into that business other than the £10 million loan.
What was it that upset the tax man? Was that something separate or part of it?
I think, well, it was all the same time. So, you know, I guess the chairman at the time stopped the cash flow, you know, effectively, didn't he? So one of the first things that in any football club that gets halted is payment of the income tax bill, isn't it? So I think we owed him 136 grand and he actually issued a high court writ against us. That was the one that was actually going to take us down. The council were being more patient. It was the taxman that was pressing. But to be fair to the taxman, it wasn't him. It got withdrawn when the new guy stepped in and sorted it out, you know.
No one's going to be fair to a taxman, so let's face it.
I work for the taxman.
Did you really?
No.
Swat.
Yeah. End of interview.
Yeah. No, some of this stuff was starting to make sense. That made sense. And right, so you work for the revenue. That's right. Why they got sorted out. Yeah. In terms of, at what point did you think, thank God, we're saved here and, you know, everything we can now look forward, when did it get straightened out? Because it was probably like a sort of February time, wasn't it?
Was it February? I remember the Coventry FA Cup game. So what was that? That was January, February, wasn't it? Was that third round?
It would have been about February, yeah.
The January FA Cup third, I think it was third round tie. We went to Coventry away and there was bucket collections and all that shit. And to be fair, the Coventry fans were collecting as well as the Cobblers fans. And that's when we really thought we were dead. You know, we were collecting to get the club back up and running. And there was a guy who did some crowdfunding on, you know, like a Just Giving kind of website as well.
So you were bucket shaking at the Rico?
Yeah. And the Coventry fans were for us as well. Yeah. But I think
football fans do tend to pull
together
what, when stuff
absolutely like that. And you know, obviously I donated like a lot of Cobblers fans did when that guy started raising money through Just Giving, but it was so heartening reading through all the donations. There was fans
did
from all over the country
here for a bit.
Yeah, they did, not that long ago as well. And there was talk about them coming back this year.
So between the pair of you, you just keep fucking stuff up, don't you? That's
thank you. Yeah. Well, our histories are intertwined anyway. I mean, we got relegated out of the first division in 1966, and they got promoted in 67, I think. We spent one season there, and they spent 30. They had a Jimmy Hill, and we didn't.
Indeed. Well, yeah. I'm going to come to you, mate. Just in terms of, obviously, happier times now, promotion. Looks like you've stabilised your position in the league. Good cup draw tonight. What's the current squad like? What are reasonable expectations for your football club this season?
We might differ on this one. I think the current squad, I think it's a good squad. I think it's building a good squad. I would say we probably lost a little bit on last year, but then the opposition's that step up. So I think we're finding that. We're finding it, even going from 2 to 1, where you make a mistake, you get punished a lot quicker. So I suppose it's what we'd expect. It's nice. We went, as Andy said, went so many games. We've only just lost. Let's hope we go on another run.
Officially a crisis now, like we're in, or you're out?
No, not quite yet. Not quite yet. We'll give it a bit of time. I'd be happy with mid-table.
So you'll be happy with mid-table. I reckon you want Champions League in 2 seasons.
I want to be in the Championship, yeah, for sure. If we don't make the playoffs, I'll be disappointed this season.
I think we can make the playoffs this season.
I do. Yeah, and I would like to see this side in the playoffs. The last time we were in the playoffs, we were shit. And we lost 3-0 at Wembley to Bradford and we were terrible. We were 3-0 down in half an hour. It was horrible.
That was awful.
But I think this side would do us proud at Wembley this year.
Who should we be looking out for tonight from a Northampton point of view? Who do you reckon's got potential to cause United some trouble?
Well, I think apart from the keeper, everyone really, I think.
So you got a dodgy goalie, have you?
No, he just can't kick that far to get to score, that's all.
Do you remember those lads who got sacked from Leicester when they went on tour in Thailand?
Yeah.
I got one of them.
That's the keeper.
So he's a decent keeper.
He is a good keeper as well.
Yeah. So you got the one that wasn't related to the manager?
That's correct.
Thoughts on what's going on? Obviously, you know, it won't probably be a full-strength United team, but it should be a strong United side. What are you expecting from United tonight?
I hate to say it, a bit of class. Yeah. Bit of class. I think whoever United put out, you got that thing. I mean, you know, the training, all the facilities, the way of playing. Just hoping the pitch is a leveler. But it's a nice pitch.
Is it all right, is it?
It's a nice pitch, yeah.
Is it tight or is it quite wide? Or
No, it's a wide pitch, isn't it? It's nice, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we like to play football as well as a team. So I'm hoping we don't give up on that tonight. I hope we don't go a bit concerned.
I watched the United team pile off the coach before. I don't know if you watched them yourselves.
We were here shouting, who are you?
Yeah. That was you, was it? There's some serious artillery been sent down. I've seen some, I saw Rooney, I've seen Carrick, I'm sure I saw Zlatan, so it looks as if he has sent a team out here that isn't going to piss about. So
we'd be disappointed if they didn't, wouldn't we?
Absolutely. Yeah,
that's what you want.
I think we can take them on. Absolutely. I just noticed, I was saying to Andy actually, when they drove down, Jose's parking the bus already.
You've heard the story about today with this hotel car park. Have you seen it?
No.
All right. You've not seen it yourself? Right. Apparently United were training in a hotel car park this morning. Mourinho had them doing stretches. So it's made the national news and everything. So, I don't know whether it was punishment or just a non-event, but it made me laugh anyway. What are your thoughts on, obviously, just one sort of final point on United before I give you some chance to give us some predictions. As a football club, as an institution, in terms of what are your thoughts on United, the support, the way we play, obviously recent history, etc., etc.
I've never been a United fan. I've got four kids, and the only rule we had in the house was "thou shalt not support Man United."
And why is that?
I don't know. It's just a general prejudice based on a dislike of any organisation that goes for world domination.
Yeah.
I despise it. And obviously, the modern way of United, even United fans don't like it. Obviously, it's it leaves a sour taste to a certain extent. Because I don't think everything, not just United, but everything the bigger clubs do is not good for football. So any opportunity to stick one over a big club, we'll take it, thanks.
Yeah, no, understand that.
Yeah, I think I'd go along with that. Absolutely, the thing, United dominated for so long, you get pissed off with it, don't you? You might not, we do, everyone else does. And I've met so many United fans who just hate everyone that you think, okay, well, back at you, and all that stuff. But the true, genuine fans, probably disappointing for you for the last few seasons.
But we'll live.
There we go. Yeah, you'll survive. There's enough polishing in the cabinet to go on.
I think at every club there is a percentage and a proportion that you can put in the Ballon category.
We got them.
Because of the size of the support, there's just more of them, isn't there? So, but give us a prediction for tonight, then, mate.
I reckon 2-2, go to penalties.
Fuck that off, you joke. Don't say that to me. Don't say that. Penalty. I'd rather get beat than have penalties.
So. I reckon 2-2, penalties, and we'll knock you out.
Have you seen our League Cup track record recently in certain penalty shootouts? It is dismal beyond belief. So that's why.
That's all right, yeah.
Have you seen our League Cup record?
No, is it bad?
Do you want to know how many clubs from a higher division we've knocked out in recent years?
Go on.
How many is it? It's about 13 in the last 6 years or something.
All right.
Yeah, including Liverpool, obviously. I keep banging on about it. But
yeah, Liverpool.
Yeah, we enjoyed
that. The problem is they're all away.
We enjoyed that one, yeah. That must have been a cracky night, were you there?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Yeah. It pissed it down with rain, but we didn't notice. It was phenomenal.
Yeah,
phenomenal. And to be fair to the Scousers, they were great afterwards.
Were they?
Yeah, they were. Yeah. The ones we met were brilliant.
Yeah.
Congratulated us, so you can't knock it, really.
Don't understand that, mate. You want bitterness and resentment.
Yes, right.
So, prediction tonight, come on.
I'm going to let my heart say we'll do it tonight. I've got a good feeling. I think we'll do it.
So if your heart say that, are you going to put some money? Because I saw you're 9-1.
Ooh, that's worth having, isn't it?
Yeah, well, even I thought about having a little
double. 9-1.
So I hear. Yeah, United are 1-4. I think the draw's 4s, and I think you're 9-1.
I don't gamble, but 9-1.
It's tempting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, lads, can't thank you enough for your time. Hope you have a great night. And if you do ever get up to Old Trafford, come say hello, yeah?
Yeah, we'll do. Cheers, lads. Cheers.
United We Stand podcast is sponsored by BetOnBrazil.com, the new betting site for all sports punting with great odds, markets and offers. Listeners to the podcast can now get a free £10 when they deposit £10 just by using the promo code United10. If you go to BetOnBrazil.com, enter the promo code United10, and when you deposit your £10, you get £10 for free.
full time at Northampton. Northampton 1, United 3. Goals from, I'm still in the ground now, twice, a bit noisy. Goals from Michael Carrick and Herrera, and quite an amusing one by Rashford towards the back end. Game of two halves, both of them rubbish. Bits of decent stuff from United in spells, but comfortable in the end, but for the period of that, they made hard work of it. But after a couple of defeats, all right, John, you okay, mate? After three defeats on the trot in a bigger company than this, good to get a win under the belt and stop that rot, and then hopefully the club can kick on from here. If it was a racehorse, we've lost in three big races and now we've just won a class 5 handicap at Southall. Leaving the ground now, I'm going to catch up with a few United fans, see what they thought of that. Who forgot here? Oh, fucking hell, you two again. You all right, lads?
Fun on,
yeah. All right, mate. It was all right, wasn't it? It was better second half. Thought we did. We started the game well as well. It was just that top 20 minutes spell. But I think after the last few days, or last week, it's important just to get the win. So, job done, really, wasn't it?
Had to send the artillery on, though, didn't he? Which I'm sure
I know, it's a bit, yeah, it's a bit worrying, isn't it, really, when you have to throw in Rashford and Ibrahimovic. But it made a difference. Rashford's pace, again, it's... I think it's our biggest concern, lack of goals, lack of pace, and Rashford gives us both.
He ran that keeper down from about 40 yards.
I know. I couldn't believe it. I mean, in fairness, it did come out the floodlights a bit for the keeper, but that's what it is, it's pace. There's probably no one else in our team that would have done that.
Came out of the floodlights for
the what?
Do you remember the last keeper where he got it caught in the floodlights?
No.
Jim, do you remember Jim Leighton doing that against, I think it was Southampton at Old Trafford?
Oh, no.
Exactly that, yeah,
it
dropped it because it had been skied and he blamed it on the floodlights.
But yeah, I'm not sure. It's. Jim Leighton, it wasn't the worst thing you ever did for us, was it?
Just think about Jim Leighton being shy, was it brought Les Sealy into the team?
Yeah, exactly.
Enjoy the next round.
Yeah, we just hope we get a decent draw. Leeds get through last night, Leeds, didn't they? So, something like that. I hope we get a decent draw.
Obviously away, yeah?
Yeah, local away.
Local?
Well, local in terms of Leeds. But if Gillingham went, they got knocked out, so that dream's over.
So, what's the furthest away left, innit?
I don't know, not seeing the scores. Oh, yeah, Southampton. I think Southampton were playing Palace, weren't they? So, some distance if we get the winner of that.
Ned, thoughts?
Relief, really. I did think we played really well in the first half, but as usual, didn't make it easy for ourselves. And to be honest with you, Steve, as with yourself, it's been a long week. If you look at where we were last Wednesday, Watford on Sunday, another hour might have just been the tipping point with extra time and penalties and that. So pure relief.
I'd have considered retiring from match-going activities if that had gone to extra time.
Yeah, well, at least you've got nothing mad planned on Saturday, have you? Like an all-dayer and game.
Hey, at least it's not freezing. Normally when we get extra time, it's fucking freezing.
That's true enough, mate. Do you like the shorts look tonight and everything?
Well, you've got exactly the same kit on that you had at Watford. I don't think you've actually been home. Do you want the next round?
Yeah, Leeds. Absolutely. Yeah, either. As you remember the last trip on the monkey bus to Leeds, it was memorable, and it was certainly so. One ground I think left in Britain where it's still like the 70s, like even Liverpool.
To be fair, the whole city's like that.
Yeah, this is exactly right, and even Liverpool, it isn't that rough anymore. Leeds is the one place where just nothing but hatred. So that'd do. Or the monkey bus with Southampton.
That'd be funny, wouldn't it? Like, lads, have a safe trip back, yeah?
You too,
yeah,
mate.
See you soon, yeah? Right. I'm going to wander over here. The Mostonian coach, which many of you will know, when that was pulling in before, all of the Northampton fans went charging towards it to get autographs because they thought it was the team bus, which was fucking hilarious to watch from where I was. It really was. See if I can find... I want to try and find Martin if I can, because he was trying to open the United team bus as it drove past his before, which was quite amusing. He appears to have all gone missing. Here he is, I've got him here now. Oh, hang on.
I grabbed Melissa because she's not been on a podcast for ages. How are you, darling?
I'm very well, mate.
It's nice to win again, isn't it?
It is, actually, and it's quite nice when they score at our end. Yeah. I do like that.
But you look like you've had a good day.
I've had a quality day. It's always got to be positive about United, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
This is the guy I've been trying to get hold of. Hey. Hiya, mate. All right.
Yes,
last time you were on here, you were all moody and miserable. You've had a good night tonight, haven't you?
You're taping this?
Yeah, of course we're taping it.
Well, what do you want to know?
No, did you enjoy yourself?
Of course I enjoyed myself. Great day out.
When I saw you tonight, first time I saw you, you were trying to open the United team bus by the kitchen door.
Yeah, that's me, innit?
Did you get in it?
Nah, it was locked, wasn't it? Not that I've not gotten in the past, though. I've tried it in the past.
We're happy with the atmosphere, because you're normally dead critical.
I thought it was good, yeah. We get a 9 and a half song going, and every time we've done the 9 and a half song, we scored.
Yeah.
So there it goes. I might get put it on CD in a bit there. You know anyone wants to buy it.
I'll see you later, mate, yeah? All right, Nick, all right. You okay, kiddo? Dude, you can have a quick word on the podcast, pal. Thoughts on the match?
It was all right, wasn't it?
Bits and bats.
Yeah, well, there's something not right in there, though. There's something clearly not right.
But for now, at least we've won and we've stopped that little rot and we can at least do something now. The only thing I thought, he played the strong side and still had to send more strength on to win.
That's what concerns me. You're bringing two or three players on like that. What are we going to do with Rooney, Steve?
Well, the thing with Rooney is, I thought he played tonight. He needs to score these three goals to get this record and then they can start to do whatever they like with him.
Now, you know I'm a fan. My big issue is, I think if you drop him from the team, I don't think it's going to improve overnight. I don't think it's going to improve over 6, 7, 8, 9 games. Then what happens? That's my concern. Because we love a scapegoat here. We always have done.
Two things. Always. Do you trust the manager to sort it?
Yes.
That's the important bit, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want in the next round then? It's got to be away, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. But there's some bastard journeys, you know. It's all right for you. I drink coffee and stuff at the match now. I don't know. Yeah, it's got to be away though, yeah.
Fancy Leeds? Everyone seems to fancy Leeds away.
Have you seen me fight? I'm fucking useless.
No, not Leeds. God, you're a mad bastard.
Just one last thing. Luke Shaw, about him digging him out. Some people, if you'd have digged me out like that, I'd have gone into me Shaw, never played for you again.
Do you think he was wrong?
I'm not sure. Whether they've had an argument in the changing rooms and they've seen a side of him and said, well, you know what, I'm going to go public with this and it's going to bring the best out of him.
Do you know, my, I've always had the belief that, like we did with Ferguson, manager is the manager and what he says in any walk of life goes, and if you don't like it, off you fucking go. You've got to have the manager in charge. Something Ferguson always said, manager's got to be in charge of that club. And if there's players there who don't like it, well, sorry, they've got to move on. New times at United.
But some people are like that. You know me, I've got the fucking heart of a pea. That's my problem. And I thought Luke Shaw was the same. Maybe not, but
I think he's a little fragile, but sod it. You know what I mean? He's going to have to get over it and toughen up, as a couple of people have been saying today.
Right, yeah, away game, but not Leeds.
Right, Stu, take care. Good trip back, mate. Who else we got? So anyway, that's the looks like everybody's getting off on the buses and stuff. It's pretty quiet around about here now. Tons of Northampton fans, like they were before the game, hanging around for the team coach, the United team coach, that is. There's people having photographs taken with Paddy Crennan. So it looks like the people who've come out to see the stars, so to speak, have got the wish. Decent win for United, I suppose, you know, which stopped the rot. That'll do for now. I'm sure the manager's pleased to get that one out of the road. Had all kinds of pitfalls associated with it, but at least that's done and dusted. We can get on with concentrating on Saturday's game and another early doors kickoff. Strange feeling hosting the champions and it being somebody like Leicester, but big day for United, getting back to winning ways in league form. Also a big day for another United fan who's got a big fight that night at the arena, and there's several thousand United fans all heading over there to watch Crawler hopefully retain and unify East Division. So if you're listening, Ant, and I'm sure you will be, from everyone at United, we stand. Best of luck on Saturday night, and to everyone, we'll see you on the podcast soon.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.